in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Texas Avenue, we're getting ready for the 42nd annual Foley's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm out here with my friends. The theme this year is Toyland, and this little lady right here is a ballerina, and this man's a drum. But he doesn't work, and we're excited, and we're ready for turkey. Join me, Bronson Pinchot, as we salute Toyland. Every girl's and boy's dream come true with Natalie Cole, Corbin Burnson, Shannon Doherty, Aaron Neville, Robert Patrick, Tom Wopat, Eddie Bracken, Steve Lundquist, and Pamela Stanley, and of course, the greatest toy maker of all ages, Santa Claus!
God, he's very excited, Chris. Who is this talking? He's very excited.
It's Bronson Pinchot. What was his name in, what was that character from?
Balky.
No, from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that name? I can't even think it. And when he brought it back in Beverly Hills Cop 3, which, you know, was terrible anyway.
Yeah.
But to see him try and capture lightning in a bottle again, it just wasn't working. What the? Surge.
Oh, Surge. Oh, my God. Do you see his IMDb headshot?
No.
Oh, my God. He looks horrifying. Like, if you look at
is
it...
What is it, a now picture?
But it's like...
How he looks?
You gotta just look at it. You have to see. A Perfect Stranger's
fame,
right?
Is he still working?
Let's see. What is he doing right now?
Oh, he does have one credit in 2016. He was on Ray Donovan, that TV series with...
He was on Chuck.
He was on Hawaii 5-0.
You know, he's one of these guys who he's very identifiable. I'm sure he hears 30 times a day, "Do Balky."
Did you watch that show?
I did watch it, but it's I don't remember one minute of it. I don't recall, but I did watch it.
Ugh, I can't. Now, this is our annual Thanksgiving special where we cover a Thanksgiving Day parade, and I purposely steer clear of...
You dug deep for this one.
I want to steer clear of the Macy's Day Parade. I don't care about that. Those things are so... They're so technically proficient.
Well, nowadays, I find them unwatchable.
Really? Oh, come on. Everybody loves a parade.
Not me.
You are cold.
You know what? It's like watching some morning show. And you have Al Roker. You have the same standby people at Macy's. Now, you take a smaller parade like this one.
Right?
And this one is still going on, you know.
I wanted to go off the map. I wanted to get out of New York. I didn't want to see the New York Thanksgiving Day Parade. I like doing these second city, well, maybe fifth city.
Well, yeah, we wanted to find, you know, the 1985 parade in the middle of nowhere. Because they'll be awesome, you know? And it'd be like Mickey Mouse.
in a costume that is even worse than the Clifford the Big Red Dog that I wore. Back in our day.
It smells like B.O. But, you know, this is the Axel Foley parade.
That's funny. Yes, it's the Foley's. Well, apparently Foley's was a chain of department stores.
Huge, but I never heard of them.
I think it's limited to
Texas.
What is this, Houston? This is Chicago. I think they're in Chicago.
It's kind of like we had the Wiz. They had Foley's.
Oh, no, it's Houston. It definitely is Houston.
But they appear to be pretty big. I mean, they sponsored parades.
Well, let's I like the fact that this is kind of a low rent
yeah.
Thanksgiving Day parade. Like, this is this is the most. First of all, the hosts have no charisma. Even Bronson Pinchot, who is not funny,
brings nothing to the table.
And we'll see that, you know, even when he's talking about how excited he is reading notes. He has to remind himself how excited he is to be here.
He has one joke, and that's that he has too much hairspray in.
Is that what the joke is? We'll get there. But there is a running motif throughout this show about hair that I don't know. This is it didn't make any sense to me. It's explained.
Can I also just point out, I'm looking at the screen right now, and it's Bronson with the fob in his ear so that people can give him notes.
Right.
And he has a type of cushion that's covering his microphone, like a windscreen. And it's the same exact color as his shirt.
We can't see it.
So it's like, it's kind of like a weird looking thing in front of him. And I found it distracting. You know, you never use the same exact color for something like that. You'd have to see it. A screenshot.
That's just one more example of how technically inept this show is. I mean, they don't know what's coming down the street at certain times, these hosts.
Let's go to commercial. They miss half the parade.
You know, they'll name something on the screen, but it's not what's on the screen at that time.
Did that really happen? I didn't catch that.
Yes, it did. When we get to the human dominoes.
Oh yeah, the dominoes looked bizarre.
There's a couple of places. When the big Jake, this is a, well, you know what? We'll get there when we get there.
This
show is so bad. It's great. And listen to Balky's banter throughout this whole show.
Right.
You know, look, I know it must, I guess, I assume, is it tough to host a parade like this? I mean, it's tough to.
It's a live event, sure.
You know, what do you say about a bunch of dancing shopping bags? I don't know. I really don't know. But,
and, you know, I didn't know that's what they were at first. I thought maybe they were credit cards. But, yeah, they're bags. Very bizarre.
And, you know, I think they have – his co-hosts are, I guess, some Houston known
– Yeah, they're like a known duo. Yeah.
But they bring nothing to the party. I think they're irritated by in a few points, but let's just do the next clip.
Okay.
And we'll play that through, and then we'll come back, and we'll probably start jumping around because we can.
There's a lot to be. Yeah. I can't wait till we get to the Chilton County High School Band.
Oh, I want to tell you what my favorite is, but if I talk about it, I'm going to start laughing.
Cuties. Those guys sound like perverts. Those faces and the cuties, and then the old ladies come out.
I love the old
ladies. Me too. I was like,
dude, I have the photo, the number where you need to take a photo.
Okay.
Honestly, I tried so hard to do the cut and the paste and all of that, but it just had
I'll do it. Just tell me which.
Name on it, and I couldn't get rid of that, but I wanted. We'll talk about the old ladies.
All right, man. All right, here's the clip.
I'm especially excited today for two reasons. One, this is my second year to be part of Foley's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. That's number one. Number two, I don't think my hair is going to move for the next year. We're here in downtown Houston. Thousands of fans have been lining the streets since early this morning. We want to welcome millions of TV viewers in over 100 cities across the country, from Dallas to Decatur, San Francisco to San Juan. Listen, over 1,500 Foley's volunteers have spent the last 12 months putting together this one-hour holiday spectacle. Some of them have been up all night. I've talked to some of them. They have very bleary eyes, but they're very excited. There's over 100 entries.
And in the background, you have the Foley Bag Girls. And it looks like chewing gum. Looks like rectangular pieces of bubble gum or something. It's so weird.
There's a few points where we see the hosts, and there's a costumed thing behind them.
Yeah.
And I was always just putting a voice in that costume creature behind him, like, "Hi, I'm over here. Hi, hey, is that Balky over there? Hey, Balky, how you doing? Turn around."
Do it. Add it in.
Anytime I see
it. Here we go.
That float and fly. You're about to see. Yes. Yes. Listen, helping me with all of this excitement with hair that also will never move again is Good Morning Houston's Lisa Trapani and Don Nelson.
Same thing. Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same. Good to have you here, Bronson.
Thank
well,
you.
I saw some quick shoppers go by there.
Foley's shopping bag. You know, my favorite day tomorrow. Big shopping day.
Well, you
got
know,
the Bronster and the Donster.
The Bronster and the Donster. One of the things we're very proud of at this particular parade is you see those.
Hey, was it not officially Black Friday in 91?
Is this on a Friday, though?
Well, this is Thanksgiving. So she said tomorrow's my favorite shopping day of the year.
Yeah, didn't they always have Black Friday?
But she didn't call it Black Friday.
Oh, well.
But I don't know about that.
She didn't want to get racial.
Well, they do have a big white cell. We do have the commercials to prove it.
Marching shopping bags go by is the fact that we love music, and we love lots of it. And you're about to meet a woman, believe me, who can really belt out a tune. Yes, 1984, Pamela Stanley was nominated for Grammy Awards for both Record of the Year and Best Female Vocal, alongside the likes of Tina Turner and Madonna. And of course, if you got a chance to see the Arnold Schwarzenegger film Raw Deal, she won a Grammy nomination. If Looks Could Kill, and the Houston Dance Center.
She won a Grammy nomination?
Yeah, she apparently.
No, but you don't win a nomination. You get a nomination to win, right? It's embarrassing.
Right.
Right now we're seeing the Foley's All-Star Band and Color Guard come by first. We're getting ready to line Pamela up a little bit later. She's going to be singing live.
We got the Foley's All-Star
that one
Band.
No, she's later.
What was it?
See, it's like, oh, Pamela Stanley's coming. Oh, no, wait. First is this All-Star Bander.
Here they go.
The guard, they're playing up a storm. Now let's listen. We've got Dr. Ken Dye directing.
Ask you, this is a side note. So do you have your older daughter playing any band instruments?
Well, we're doing piano right now.
Oh, piano. All right, so that's good. See, he wanted to play trumpet or something. I'm like, no, you're not gonna play trumpet. So he's playing cello. So because piano and cello, you don't go to these things. Because I'm not going to these things. This is, you know, it's like the whole thing is so much work. You do enough after school activities, you know? Anyway, I just didn't know.
He's really doing a cello?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's like a half-size cello, so it's the size of a guitar.
I actually got my wife, a cello it was a rental for Christmas last year, and it's still in the corner sitting over there.
What do you mean it's a rental?
Well, I rented it to see if she would like to do it.
Oh.
You know, if she wanted to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was into it for like the first 6 months of the year and then.
Yeah. I actually have a very good connection with, I could share after the show, with cellos and all instruments like that. But, all right, here we go.
Listen to these kids. Not only do they have to be outstanding musically, but in order to get chosen for this band, they have to be also outstanding scholastically.
One of the amazing things is they only have a four-hour rehearsal. They come from about four
like
or five different states, including all of Houston. There's 245 of them. And boy, do they put it all together for the parade.
Don, I think your hair just moved.
We're proud of that.
Is that a safe word? Look, if you have to interrupt me, just say your hair moved. It's so stupid.
Oh, my God. And so you notice, again, how technically inept this is that the hosts are talking, but the band is louder than the hosts. They must be, right there. It happens so often throughout this parade.
Yeah, the audio is, I mean, but that does happen in a lot of live different things because it is, I would say that this is a very difficult production to pull off, especially live.
I'm sure. Especially, they seem to be right down on the ground out in the open, whereas, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Breaking for commercials. And I'm not saying it's easy, but they have pros doing it. So, I mean, they have Balky. You know, come on.
Right? I mean, so you heard, like, I forgot my host here. He was told to introduce the guys next to you. Like, he was like, oh, what? Oh, yeah. Oh.
And, yeah, even the camera guy, though. The camera guy had the pullback.
Yeah.
Lisa Trapani. So, all right, we have also the Pamela Stanley song.
Let's get into Pamela Stanley. I want to hear this. I need music. And she does things with Dancing in the Streets that you have not heard in any other version.
Yeah, well, it's 1991, so almost 92.
This is a what? Is this before? No, it must be after Bowie and Jagger did it.
Oh, yeah, that was the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I told you.
No brainer, wonderful.
I told you we love our music. Now watch this. The band is going to reform, and as I mentioned earlier, they're going to step back and make way for Pamela Stanley, of course, as I mentioned before, nominated for 2 Grammys from Raw Deal. She's getting ready to do some Dancing in the Streets.
Wow. So there's a lot of things that were weird about this for me. One, she seems to be coming on to the kid in a weird way, and the kid seems to be in a very awkward, and he says who the kid is later.
Yes.
But they don't mention it until the end. Yeah, it was a total twist. Because she's dressed in a kind of a showgirlish way.
It's a black, it's a black. She's got a blouse.
And the kid is dressed like the kid from Home Alone.
No, he's dressed like he's going into like Ringling Brothers, and he's part of the act with those animal guys. Right. Siegfried and Roy. He's got like this red, shiny shirt on.
He does have an interesting outfit. I'm going to get some screenshots.
Here. And I don't like that she spells her name P-A-M-A-L-A. Pamela.
Along with the Houston Dance Center dancers.
Lip sync.
She's wearing like 5-inch heels.
Thank you.
couple people probably tore up their living room dancing to that.
Boy. Did people know that that's her little boy that's on the float with her?
9 years old.
Yes.
Adorable.
Probably don't. And you know they live right outside of Houston.
Yeah.
In Spring, Texas.
Really
they do.
Cute.
Yeah, cute.
There's a lot of that throughout this show where mostly Bronson is like, oh, cuties, adorable.
Oh my God,
more
he
cuties.
Says it's so like, it's, it like, is a little Bronson. Uncomfortable watching these type of things because these girls are like 16, 17. And it's like, he's like, whoa, they're kicking up so high and so flexible.
Hey, I have to admit, what he's talking about there with those high-kicking ladies, they were kicking really high.
No, they were.
Oh,
it was like,
holy smokes.
Yeah, it was just when they do the splits and everything, everyone, they're all like, whoa!
Where is that? I want to play that. Bronson's film. Okay, let's do in part three.
Oh, wait, but we got to play the Bronson says how we miss Bugs Bunny.
we're gonna
oh, you want to go back?
Around.
All right,
we're going
right.
to jump around.
You cannot miss that. It's my favorite.
All right, now I got to find
creepy
out which...
Humpty Dumpty. That Humpty Dumpty will give me nightmares.
Well, this is going to be tough.
But
to
you know
fight.
What? I would choose this parade over the Macy's Day Parade here in New York any day.
I would.
It's 1 hour. Sure. It's not like ridiculous, and you know it's New York parades are just ridiculous.
All right, it's Q13.
13. Really?
Yes. And
wait. Do we have a couple different part what?
Oh, it's in part three, but the clips all go in order.
All right, but I have sorry. In order for me to do that, I have to.
Right, you. Ooh, yeah.
No. I'm good.
Making its way.
Rah. Yeah, when the way we're doing this is broken up on several small videos, which is why. Okay, here we go.
So we're.
Oh, this is where they have the trampoline type thing.
Yes.
Okay. It's very uncomfortable. All right.
There you go. Look out. Bronson, your favorite.
Oh, I'm excited. This is what I've been waiting for. It's the St. Paul Athletic Club blanket tossers.
Oh, right.
They are, of course, from St. Paul, Minnesota. Let's watch a toss. Oh,
go.
bouncy. Must be at least 16 years old and weigh under 110 pounds.
Well, right behind him, Hastings High School band and drill team. And listen, folks, there's more to come on the Bowling Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, I'm getting vertigo.
Yes, salute to Toyland with Tom.
Wait, what's coming up next?
Wolfpat and Steve Lundquist next. Stay with us.
A commercial break.
Aw, man, imagine if they left the commercials in. I mean.
I know. Oh.
It's the things we don't think about.
Actually, we thought about it, and we have a couple of...
we do actually have a couple commercials.
Foley's commercials from back in the day. So you said that Foley's was subsumed by...
By Macy's, yeah.
By Macy's, wow.
Yeah, and I believe the last parade that they sponsored, or they... I don't know when the last parade was, but they closed their doors in either 2004 or 2006. They sold their last... dress shirts. But here's my perfect. Favorite. I think we can agree this is our favorite. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play the... Not our favorite first. I'm going to play the parade one. So, here we go.
In just a few short hours, the spirit of the past will come alive in the streets of downtown Houston. It's Foley's 36th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year, celebrating 150 years of Texas independence. You'll see all your favorite heroes, history in the making, some new faces, and an old friend. It all starts at 10 o'clock Thanksgiving morning downtown. So come join our salute to Texas. Come join the fun. Oh, thank you.
It's like the shortest Santa I've ever seen. He's like 4'3". This woman's like towering over him. And this is our favorite one. This one is bizarre to me. It's it sounds like the guy who we hired to do our intro for VHS Rewind.
In a world.
That was a little of a lead-in.
Looking for a little fun this summer?
Yeah, the heart of Texas.
Come to Foley's. We're having a summer sale on activewear. Save 25% on Calvin Klein and Jones New York Sport. Save 25% on Catalina coordinates. Save again on Jansen and Gloria Vanderbilt shorts and tops. And that's just the beginning. Come to Foley Summer Sale. Get ready for a lot of fun. And the heart of Texas. Foley's.
You know what it says? It says follow no rules in the background.
Follow. Oh.
That's very 80s and 90s. Follow no rules.
What do we? Let's do. What do we do? Bronson's egg shtick in part two.
Okay.
At 8:34.
Hold on. You
gotta get Texas me. Avenue. We're getting ready for the 42nd.
There may be a few little repeats like that because of how I have this set up.
Make it.
Part two. Where's my part two? I'm losing it.
Where's my part?
I got part two up here. I'm sorry, part two Q what?
At 8:34.
Alright, gotcha.
Where the Peruvian horses come in.
Oh my god.
Peruvian Horse Club is joining us now of the Texas Ladies Aside.
I wonder if anybody knows any facts about these horses.
In our parade, all the king's horses and all the king's men and ladies are trying to stay ahead of Humpty Dumpty before he goes to pieces. Dressed in spectacular Renaissance costumes is the Peruvian Horse Club of the Texas Ladies Aside. Side saddle riders are often referred to as riding aside. Their activities are characterized by the use of Peruvian horses in their public appearances. Did you know Peruvian horses have a natural and unique four-beat gait that makes them the smoothest riding horses in the world? Did you know that, Don? I bet you didn't. Which is especially important if you're riding side saddle, of course.
I just hated the metal underwear. That's the only thing.
Oh, here's a good egg.
Oh my god, that Humpty Dumpty. My kid looked at it. He's like, what's wrong with him? It's like a rotten egg. It's very creepy.
Oh, where do I come up with them? Humpty Dumpty in the shell. He is sponsored by the San Antonio Light. And being a newcomer to this area, I asked Don yesterday if that was a beer, San Antonio Light. But since it is spelled L-I-G-H-T, suppose it is a periodical. Now, Humpty needs 16 handlers from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Houston to help egg him on down the road. Where do I come up with them? And there's his little spindly legs. Are those his handlers down there? Just handle that egg.
Yeah. That's one that won't have a great fall, I think. If anything, it'll go up if the valve comes off. Look out, friends. It's the human domino drill team.
Uh-oh.
Look out, friends.
And they're really dressed as dominoes. That's the thing I couldn't get over.
Should I go right into that?
Yes, that has some good Bronson shtick as well.
That's right. Now, you may think, if you're from this area, that's the South Houston Jeunettes, but if you play a hot game of 42,
What we have got is the Denver Citywide Band. That's what we've got coming up. When you think of playing games, you think of having fun, and here is the Denver-wide City Marching Band playing their version of fun, fun, fun.
Uh-oh. Oh, I told you. The domino game.
There they are.
I know dominoes when I see them. That's right. There's 20 of them, and they're going to do a little formation. I said a hot game of 42. And that is, of course, the South Houston High School Jeunettes dance team. Tina Hudgens is the director of this particular group, and I can't tell if they're cheating. Let me see. I'll be able to tell. Let's see. We've got a few dominoes hidden in the crowd. I know a hot game when I see one here. They're fun.
Yeah, dominoes are a bad thing to dress up as, I think. It just doesn't really work. Yeah, it just doesn't... It just simply doesn't work.
They've gone to NASA on board the Carnival Cruises, Epcot Center.
All right, now the Denver City Band. We got a little ahead of ourselves there. They're under the direction of Roy Sapstrom. Fun, fun, fun is what they're playing. Let's listen.
no cello.
Kids are incredible.
All right, congrats.
When did Balls of Fire come out? The movie, 88?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's only a few years late, I guess. We do have this creepy guy, this other creepy, almost blackface-looking character. You want to take a screenshot of?
Okay. If you want to just keep playing though, because
yeah,
this is another thing about this parade, is that the balloons are of characters you've never heard of.
That's what this one is. It's like so weird. You know, like, you know those kids.
It's a minstrel.
Yeah, that's what it is, Kat. Yeah.
Okay, I see Jack in the Box coming down the street, and I'm not talking about burgers, folks. I'm talking about the actual man, Jack in the Box. Keeping a handle on Jack are 22 volunteers from the Names Project. And by the way, folks at home, all 43 million of you, if I'm talking too loud, just call your station. Tell them we want Bronson Pinchot to shut up.
Did he just say 43 million people are watching this?
Yes.
That's like the Super Bowl. Don't buy that for 5 seconds.
You wouldn't be alone. Believe me, my friends. Jack is inflated with 6,000 cubic feet of helium. Oh, my Lord. And listen, the Names Project is dedicated to raising funds and awareness of the toll of the AIDS epidemic through education and the display of the memorial quilt.
You know what's weird? Like, whatever he just said about the AIDS quilt, what are they talking about? Like, why did they just bring that up? Is it sponsored by that, or I don't follow. There's so much going on. It's just too exciting.
It's too much. It's overwhelming.
It really is. But that brings us to the end of our clip.
Yeah, I think that's the end of that one. Should we do another song?
Yeah. Well, there's only like two other songs, right?
No, there's one. There's only one.
No. There's the one where they cut off "End" with Natalie Cole at the end.
Oh, right. But that'll be our big closer. Are you kidding?
Which I thought it was a good rendition of it.
It was very good.
And then they cut it off early. I'll never understand it. It makes no sense to me.
You see, just in these last few clips, like with those blanket tossers,
that had
the potential to go awry. Like, I thought when they threw that girl up, she went a little bit too far to the right.
She did.
And
and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, like, I got a screenshot of her in the air. I don't know if it's going to translate. But yeah, it does look like she's like about 3 feet too far off.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Like, and can
you imagine? That's how low rent this is. It's like anything could happen at any time. And it does with Bronson.
And half the people are drunk, and they have a 40-foot robot.
Right, again, like, we'll get there, I hope.
And it makes no sense, though. It's a robot, but I thought it was Voltron.
Right.
Actually, I have that right here if you just want
to
hear
what
they say.
Yeah, do you want to play that? It's at 2:54 in part
two. Oh, actually, you know what's right before that is the Terminator guy.
Right.
I'm going to play the Terminator. Oh, wait, am I jumping?
Are you in part two? No, it doesn't matter. This is a parade. We can put anything where we want it.
You know what? No, so this is Q6 that I'm falling into.
Probably.
I thought this was Johnny Depp when I first saw him.
let's say, like, this is already... The Terminator 2's already come out, and Robert Patrick's already into the alcoholic down spiral.
Yeah, you know, and he's in a Mazda Miata.
he's dressed in a leather jacket there?
He looks like 21 Jump Street.
He's chewing tobacco like he couldn't give a shit about being here.
No.
I wonder if people like stars like this and Shannon Daugherty, do they get paid for this?
Oh, yeah. These are appearances, dude. You're there on Thanksgiving.
So you get paid for this?
You must.
He is collecting a paycheck. That's all this
He's probably getting paid, I'm going to guess, not like a ridiculous amount of money, but they'll probably be like you know, at $5,000, you show up for 45 minutes.
Really?
Back in, you know, back in that time, yeah. He doesn't even have to drive.
No, he's got his wife doing that.
He's in the Mazda Miata, man. Or the Dodge Neon, I don't know what it is, actually.
But just his air of, like, I don't want to be here, it just comes right off the screen.
Yeah, he almost is like wants to say, like, it's almost like he took a wrong turn into a parade. He's like, can we just go around this? But all right, here we go.
Okay, people. Okay, here we have a really wonderful actor, Robert Patrick. You, of course, recognize him as the scary T-1000 from Terminator 2. He's a wonderfully sweet person, of course, but he specializes in these tough, mean, nasty, molten... I just hope he stays human for the whole parade. I hope he doesn't turn into a metal thing and then...
What you don't want to say to him is, pull yourself together. All right. Look at this towering over T-1000, Robert Patrick. It's Foley's own super colossal robot. 32-foot-tall robot is the tallest float ever to appear in a Foley's parade, and that's 42 of them, friends. Animated arms and head let us know he's keeping a laser eye on the parade route. Metallic voice lets you know he's a friendly man saying happy Thanksgiving. This salute to Marching Toys has been brought to you by the Dallas Morning News. Stay tuned for more of the Foley's Thanksgiving Day Parade as we celebrate Toyland with singer Aaron Neville next.
That was like...
Hello?
What?
A shameless plug for a Foley's product.
Yeah.
And it's like, what kid wants that?
I have to send you a picture because I have, you know, I collect all those kind of old lame robots.
You do?
Yeah. I have,
oh my God.
I have one. He's like about 3.5 feet tall. He's like, he looks just like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This concept of a robot went out in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And those kinds of movies. This is not what robots look like.
Yeah.
And they just mentioned Terminator 2. That's what robots look like. Hey, I was like, oh my God.
I like those kind of robots, but I don't think my kid does. You know, like your kids aren't going to like that.
It looks like it says beady, 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 beady.
But that'd be cool, though. A stuttering robot. Oh my God.
Voiced by Mel Blanc.
Was it really?
Tweaky on
I didn't know that. Why did I? Yeah, maybe I knew that. I guess I knew that.
Bitty, bitty, bitty.
Bitty, 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 bug. What is it, Tweaky?
Oh, my God.
Bitty, 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 bug. So should we play...
Yeah, let's play Aaron Neville, just because we're in the same part. It was at 5:47 of the same. Now, here again, like, watch this, folks. They're not he's going to sing. Here he comes. He's going to sing. Is he not going to sing? Oh, I hope he sings.
Oh, wait, you know what we did pass is Shannon Doherty with those creepy-ass dolls.
Did we pass her? Oh, yeah.
She doesn't do anything. And they also have the Z Morning Crew, like, right before Aaron Neville.
Do you want to play that? Let's play that. And here, folks, there's a band that's going by that it is announced they're doing a Star Wars medley.
Yeah, I never heard any Star Wars.
I did.
I was like, oh, all right.
It's like, oh, I would love to hear that. I would love to hear it.
All right, let's. How far back do you think I should go for them to announce the Star Wars thing?
Let's try here. Start at the 000 for part two.
No, because this is like 5 minutes in.
No, it's not. Trust me.
All right.
It's at part two, start at the beginning.
Okay.
And it goes through Balky's reference to Mark Lynn Baker.
Who will host the same parade. No, not the same
We're
parade.
We're going to do another parade with Mark Lynn Baker. Oh. We're going to see if he comes back with
No, but Mark Lynn Baker actually did it years before. But I don't think it's the same parade.
Oh.
I'm going to look that up. I'm not 100% sure. Research time.
So, coming up here, the Teddy Bear Brigade Marching Toys.
Toy, we're looking
no
for
Toyland Parade would be complete without Marching Toys. Stepping Responding lively to Victor Herbert's classic is our Teddy Bear Brigade. These 30 bears are members of the Encore Youth Performance under the direction of Pam Osborne. The Encore Performance also performed at Disneyland, Disney World, Silver Dollar City, and in Calgary, Canada. The performers will be traveling to Seville, Spain in July for performances in the World's Fair and Expo on the American Pavilion stage. Following the Teddy Bear Brigade are other marching boys.
Lisa, something exciting is happening. Uh-oh. We've got Ned the toy dog coming down the street. Ned the toy dog is held on a leash by 20 of the dog-loving District 13 student council members.
Wow.
In case you got a glimpse of actress Jill Clayburgh. Yes, she's joining us today.
And there he is, that doggone balloon. He's filled with over 4,300 cubic feet of helium.
Oh, you beautiful doll, Bronson, here. Celebrity Shannon Doherty is walking Madame Alexander Doll. Oh, you beautiful doll is the theme of our first Toyland float, sponsored by the Dallas Morning News. And riding among all those lovely dolls is the beautiful star of the television hit series, Beverly Hills 90210, Shannon Doherty. Shannon's surrounded by every girl's fantasy. Raggedy Ann with animated arms and head sits in the middle of an international world of dolls. There's Barbie and Ken and G.I. Joe, the Cabbage Patch dolls, and more. Shannon, by the way, is currently starring as Brenda Walsh, a girl who moves from the safety of the Midwest to the materialistic world of Beverly Hills.
Uh-oh. Look who's watching over his little twin sister, Raggedy Ann. It's her mop-top brother, Raggedy Andy. Both dolls have enjoyed universal recognition and appeal for centuries. These characters have conveyed their own special warmth, goodwill, and fun-filled overlook to children
around... I can't hear you.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't see the part with Mark Lynn Baker.
It's coming. It's
okay.
Coming.
I believe
the world.
While Raggedy Ann has left us up in the air, let's talk outer space, the final frontier that has fascinated children. This is the Thompson High School Warriors. They're going to play a Star Wars medley.
Ooh.
They're under the direction of E.R. Hood. The Thompson High School Band comes all the way from Alabama, and is making its first appearance at the Foley Thanksgiving Day Parade. And we are glad to have them.
Did you notice the Cabbage Patch doll in front of Shannon Doherty? I can't look at one of those without thinking of Mark Lynn Baker.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, people. Okay, here we have a really wonderful actor.
All right, we can stop that.
You know what? It's funny. I did cue up the Mark Lynn Baker parade, which is a much higher, bigger production.
Oh, yeah.
He co-hosted
highly.
The 1988 McDonald's Charity Christmas Parade with John Stamos. Maybe we should have covered that one. I just want to play the intro to that.
We're going to do that.
Just the intro. 30 seconds.
From Chicago, it's the 1988 McDonald's Charity Christmas Parade with your hosts from Perfect Strangers, Mark Lynn Baker, Full House's John Stamos, and Chicago's own Janet Davies and Diane Burns.
It's like two people I heard of and two people I'd never heard of.
And I just barely know John Stamos.
And this looks like a bigger affair. So, well, next year. Well, Thanksgiving's in a couple days. I don't think I'm going to have time to edit two shows.
Oh.
Well, then again, it is a Christmas parade.
Oh, is there? All right.
No, that's what it is. They call it a Christmas parade.
Saved.
So I'll do that. That's good.
All right, let's do that.
All right, where's Tom Wopat?
Tom Wopat is in part three.
Because when I think of Balky, Terminator 2, 90210, I think of Tom Wopat.
Hold on. Right, he is in...
Oh, wait, we didn't do Aaron Neville. I'm sorry. We'll never do that. All right, I'm just saying.
Let's do Tom Wopat.
All right.
He's at 11 minutes exactly in part three. Wait, I gotta get there.
11 minutes exactly?
11 minutes exactly.
I get a sec.
Got another little event coming on KPLX Radio. DJs Armin and Evans riding in their sporty Mazdas, the official car of the parade.
They're sponsoring our Let's Rodeo float, now coming into view. It's an incredibly large animated sheepdog on it with a pair of steer horns. And I think somewhere on it is singer Tom Wopat.
I look at this, I just think of Animal House. I don't know why.
That's a pretty good float, though. Yeah. I mean, that sheepdog. It looks like the dog from Neverending Story.
But it's got, like, horns. It's weird. What the hell is that thing?
Boy, there he is.
What a beautiful float. There he is. Yeah.
There he is. And you may know him as good old boy Luke Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, but he was a singer-musician long before taking up residence in Hazzard County. He started his career in the second grade singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And he's got a new album coming out that you should look for, Learning to Love.
Actually, if you want to hear Learning to Love, I actually have it queued up.
I would like to hear that. I would want to know what he sounds like as a singer.
Here we go. Wait, sorry.
I wasn't prepared for this. I had all the answers down to the very last kiss.
Here's the problem I have with this kind of music. I don't have an issue very much with with folk what? Or country music. You know, I really don't have much of an issue with it. But when you put all this like cheesy reverb and the delay settings and the overuse of guitar picking, it just ruins it for me. And
well, they're just making it contemporary.
Yeah, they're ruining it. It's like it's basically what happened to this music throughout the 80s and 90s. But want to hear this in a few seconds.
I feel like a schoolboy. You're teaching me so much.
Yeah, I really love this song.
I'm learning to love.
Or we can do
you
this.
Know, wait. You know the other problem with that song?
What? This is what we're talking about.
Just a good old boy.
That doesn't get us flagged, but
no, Learning to Love is going to get us flagged.
But you know, Waylon Jennings,
we're
going to
get a cease and desist from Tom Wopat.
Yeah, because he's so embarrassed. But you know, Waylon Jennings, I'm going to choose him over. You know,
I think John Schneider had the singing talent of that duo.
And the acting talent of that duo. I mean,
oh zing!
Well, you know, he was in Smallville for a while.
Yes, he was, as the daddy, right?
Yeah, he killed him off.
And he still gets work as even on the Sci-Fi Channel movies about giant crocodile octopus mutants.
Really?
And Tom Wopat is sexually molesting
eek
people.
But you look at them, and, you know, I mean, it's they've kind of held up well. I mean, for two guys who...
I guess.
You know, pretty hot. So, all right, what's next here?
Let's do Aaron Neville. Let's
Albert
get some
the reels. Dinosaur Balloon.
Well, that's, I mean, if you want to play that clip, I mean, just to show, first of all, I don't think Albert is completely inflated. Like, you can see where some of his, like, legs are kind of, like, not.
He's kind of going from one side of the street to the next.
And Balky takes a special interest in a caveman guy who's on that float.
But I don't know if that's going to translate well, because a lot of this is, of course, visual.
Sure.
But I'll play a little bit of it.
Only because there's another mention of hair, and I wanted to play every mention of hair.
All right.
So that people can take a drink every time they hear the word hair.
All right, I'm going to play up to the hair mention.
Making its way down the city blocks is a city of blocks, complete with brightly colored block people, block cars, and block trees. inspired by all those Tinker Toys, Legos, and Erector sets that children have been playing with for years. Master float builder Raul Bertoncelli and his two sons created this unique float. I guess you could say his sons are a chip off the old Lego. No, off the old block, yes. Anyway, it's a, you know, Legos are developed by a Danish carpenter. And I know these other ones, too, that there was a tinker who invented Tinker Toys when he saw the spools and pencils being played with by children. There was a Gilbert, a pole vaulter, who, passing a bridge under construction, invented the Erector set.
Now, you that's know it. Some stuff.
That's it for today.
I mean it.
Yes.
All that in one day. I'm so excited.
Pursuit.
Yeah.
That, can you imagine?
Now, see, his hair doesn't move. That little... I feel better now.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy's boxing.
But, you know, even what he just said would never have even been able to be said nowadays. You can't say Lego. You can't show another toy on the screen and refer to it as
right?
a Lego.
I thought, when I first watched this, I thought they were supposed to be Legos, but they're not.
No,
they're, just...
they're like some generic Tinker Toys. Like
they're a Foley's created knockoff that sells for $19.99.
Leggies. The figgies.
Olegs. They're called Olegs.
Exactly. Instead of round, they're square. Oh my god. Oh, Foley's. You folded.
And this parade is the reason why.
You want to hear another Foley's commercial?
Oh, let's go.
I don't have them queued up, but oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I closed the tab. I'll get them. Here, this one. This one was pretty good, I thought.
Hey, where'd you get that say? Take a look at who's setting the trends in everything. Hot when it feels right. Cool for the late night. Look at you, cause you're what's happening. Come to Foley Square.
In one of these outfits, they have, like, shoulder pads for, like, a football player. But they're, like, this woman's, like, blazer.
They come up with a jingle for every – anything to sell Foley's, they have a jingle for it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. I still like the active break, you know, like, the guy with the deep voice. Oh, wait. Magician – Magician Paul Driscoll in Foley's TV commercial.
Who's who?
I don't know. Let's just listen for a second.
People everywhere are saving money by going to Foley's Remnant Day Sale. Because they know that now is the best time to save big during Foley's biggest clearance event of the season. Save one fourth, one third, one half, one bundle. Plus some extra values priced so low, we can only offer them till noon on Friday. Foley's wonderful Remnant Day Sale, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't miss it.
At the heart of Texas, Foley's.
Okay.
At the heart of Texas.
Was he in that commercial, the guy himself, or was he
Yeah,
just
Paul Driscoll, he's a magician.
All right, I'm looking him up, because I can't tell if his voice is familiar or not.
Gatorade magician, he seems to be around.
He sounded old.
Paul Driscoll. No, I think it was just the announcer.
Oh, was it?
But yeah, Paul Driscoll, Driscoll.
Yep.
He's a bunch of stuff.
Yep, I see his website here. Oh my god, that guy looks like Joe Bob Briggs.
I'm going to, let's see, what can we play here?
Aaron Neville, we got to hear him sing yeah. It's such a beautiful voice he is.
Oh my god. You can hear them pressing the button on the tape. All right.
It's really, I mean, I guess they have to be lip synced, but it's so obviously lip synced. It's very sad.
Was this, part two or?
Yeah, part two at 5:47. Talk about dressing up. Look at what Aaron Neville wore. It's very,
I have to see.
very courageous of him, a black man, to wear this.
Okay, we have the Candyland float coming up. It's sponsored by KRBE radio station. And Mr. Aaron Neville is on this float, and I think any...
He's wearing a black leather jacket with fringes and...
And these, like...
Like Native American type of thing. I don't know what that is.
Minute, he will be breaking into song. I certainly hope so, anyway.
I certainly hope so.
Oops. Playing it cool right now, pretending he's not going to do anything, but I know he's going to sing any minute.
Coming to us today from New Orleans, his hometown.
Yeah, Warm Your Hearts, the LP, I believe. And this is my favorite old spinner song.
What's that? He's not singing? Oh, good. Thank God.
Yes, it is.
Everybody plays the fool. Yeah, and I'm the biggest one around.
Okay, so your heart is broken. You're sitting around moping.
He's supposed to be singing into a wireless microphone, but I think it's a flashlight. It looks like a little pocket-sized flashlight. No way is that a microphone. This song for Thanksgiving, right? It doesn't make sense. Like, you couldn't sing something about sweet or candy? So you want me to sit on a float, you're going to give me $1,500 and breakfast? And all you want me to do is get up and lip sync into a flashlight.
Man, I would do that myself.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the thing, you know? It's like these people... I mean, is he from Texas?
No, he's from New Orleans.
Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense.
He has no connection to this town. No connection to the holiday.
So Foley's had to fly him in, put him up.
It's like, why would you, I don't know why these people were picked.
Yeah, like, why not choose local celebrities who might be home?
And it's funny, like, in the beginning you would think, oh, well, Foley's is probably going to somehow, you know, talk to these stars that are on, Shannon Darity, Tom Wobot. Hey, what are you doing for the holidays? Something...
Anything.
Trivial and meaningless, but they don't even get that.
But they don't do that now either, you know, like
with
Macy's.
They don't do that now. Like, nobody, I don't know what goes on. I don't like watching current Thanksgiving Day parades. I like these old ones.
But, you know, Betsy watches them, and then she watches the dog thing. You know about that? You know, she watched the Westminster.
Dog show?
Yeah, the Westminster.
Yep.
And as I cook. It's like, don't stir a pot. I wouldn't want to put you out. Just keep drinking the wine. Keep pouring yourself glasses of wine from a box. I'm just kidding.
What do we want to do next? Do we want to hear more Belky shtick or?
See, by this point in my family, everybody's pretty much screaming at each other.
Right? They want Godzilla. Put the Godzilla movies on.
Yeah.
When's the Godzilla marathon?
Dude, what else you got? We'll touch y'all too. You know, while I was doing research for this, I came across a lot of home videos of like my Thanksgiving at home. Did you? Did you come across anything like this?
What?
Like, you know, like our Thanksgiving 1986 or something like that. And, on YouTube, did you come across anything like that?
No, no, I wish I did.
I came across some stuff. It was kind of interesting, you know, like people getting into arguments and.
What?
Yeah, some interesting stuff. I wish we could cover that kind of stuff. I guess we could. It's, I mean, it's on YouTube, but like for instance, this one guy. I guess they all came home for the holidays except for this one person who called, and he's on speakerphone. And there seems to be a lot of tension, and I'll send you the link. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know how Thanksgiving can be. It can either go perfect and you end up having a good time, or it can go, like, you know, terrible. Like, the way it would be, like, when I was a kid, it would be like, what happened? Everybody was having a good time. Then somebody said something, you know?
But mostly it was the drinking.
Well, yeah, you know, the daytime drinking catches up with people. Because they're not used to it. You know, it's embarrassing that they're not used to it. So let's see. What's...
Do you want to do my favorite?
What's your favorite?
Do the old geezers?
Oh, we got to do the cheerleaders.
Which one's that?
The ones where they're like, oh, look at all these cuties.
Oh, you want to do that? All right, that's... let me find that.
Q15?
I think that's... it's... At part three at 7:24, right? Is that the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Make it.
Hold on.
Wait, I gotta get to part three.
Okay.
Everybody plays the fool.
Yeah, whenever they uploaded this, this is when they had the limit of 15 minutes per video on YouTube. So, geez, like, you can't just figure
out. Is there no limit now?
I don't know if there's no limit, but I know that the limit, like, we don't have that kind of limit.
Wow, this thing has only gotten 450 views.
It's ridiculous.
Since being uploaded in 2011.
And 10% of that is us. Like going back and forth, back and forth. Honestly, they've gotten more hits in the past, like, just from us. But, all right, here we go.
Well, three cheers for the University of Houston cheerleaders coached by Greg Hicks. Now, you know, practice and conditioning are important to these young athletes because perfect timing, techniques, and strength are required to master their stunts and gymnastic skills. And Uncle Sam waving to
Uncle
everyone.
Uncle Sam, oh, God, I think I owe him money. Keep him away.
One of the skills is to pay your taxes. That's part of the cheerleading.
Just kidding, folks. Mom, I really don't. I really, just kidding.
All right, now, as I was mentioning, they're coming up there, the University of Houston cheerleaders. Now, each must maintain good grades, practice 12 hours, and condition 8 hours per week, and perform at University of Houston Cougar events. And they can do some incredible feats here, and perhaps right in front of us you'll be able to see one. There you go. There they go. They're all set. Watch this.
They're pumped.
They're pumped. They're primed.
See, I was talking about the other ones. These are like the Power Rangers that who are still good.
Right.
But you know the one where there's like a million cheerleaders?
And
they're all doing kicks, the like really high kicks.
Oh, the Rangerettes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. So that's at part four. It's right at the beginning.
Okay. I'll finish this thing, though.
They're ready to go.
What?
What's this song that they play? Because I was trying to find it. And if it's like, do the jerk.
I'll listen to it. I don't know.
They're ready to go. And... You have to have a lot of confidence on the man on the ground, you know?
Your partner. Your partner. It has to be a team effort.
anyway, University of Houston.
Oh my God! I got to tell you, I've done some gymnastics, and these kids are doing. These kids are blocking right off the asphalt. Now that is tough.
Wow.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah, you could stop that. It's Balky doesn't even get out a good thing there.
Yeah, he's like, whoa.
I've done gymnastics, and I can tell you, I don't believe he's done gymnastics at all.
I think you walked across a balance beam once, and you fell. All right, so what you're saying is part four.
Right at the very beginning. Just start from the beginning.
Oh, the very beginning? All right.
Yep.
College Rangerettes.
Sorry, what?
Watch how high their legs go. But when they do splits on the ground,
oh my God,
they are slapping their
thighs.
Their I don't think
buttocks.
Their vajayjays hard on concrete. I was like, ow.
And there's gotta be pebbles, you know, like you gotta But yeah, they really are. They're going down like full, like I guess
they
speed.
Are,
I'm telling
you, when they do the split, they are like, ow!
Like, what are you guys trying to prove here?
And they have bare knees, so even if they're just going on their knees, that would like scratch me.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
Direction of Dina Bolton. Let's watch.
They are big favorites here.
They are adorable, and they are kicking high.
Wow.
Personal note, a couple of these little rangerettes were in my elevator last night, and I want to tell you, they have some energy.
Oh, really?
I'm sure.
They got away from you, huh, buddy? What was that about? Like, that's a little bit strange.
Soon to come out that he sexually assaulted them.
Oh, God, I'd love it. That would just be the best thing in the world.
Bounce it off the walls.
All in the timing.
I think this guy, how many girls are there? There's got to be a lot of proud mamas watching this. 80 members. Got to mean 80 mamas.
They are so cute.
Wonderful. Yeah, the audience is going wild here.
Proud favorite.
Honestly, parents, hide your children from these. Like predatory stalkers. Oh my God. I found this entire thing to just be so creepy. Like the way they were, like the cuties and.
And the way the camera is like kind of low when they do the high kick.
Yeah.
And you can sort of see.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, let's get some. Look, they are wearing
lower,
panties.
A little lower.
But, all right, so.
Oh, that last split. Oh, it just kills me. Oh. I'm sorry. It's just
the
terrible.
Ghostbusters mobile did not make sense to me.
That, why not?
It didn't look like it. Unless, right? Oh, no. I'm talking not the regular one. Because they have ones that follow it that are supposed to be, I guess, Ghostbuster-y. Do you know what I mean? Like the one before and after the Ghostbuster mobile. I think it's supposed to be like the cartoon or something.
The cartoon?
Yeah, there was a
No, this is
cartoon.
Just a low rent parade. And
true.
They rented this thing from some. I don't remember the Ghostbuster mobile having whatever that thing is on top.
No, it just had sirens.
Yeah.
It looks like a flux capacitor on top. Actually, here's that.
Unique cars. That's what we've got here now. The Orange Show Fruit Mobile and, of course, the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters car and who you're going to call. Looks great.
These cars look like they smell. Don't look nice. I don't know. Should we just finish it up with Natalie Cole?
Well, no. Can we do my favorite?
Yeah. What are thing? We skipping?
Actually, there's two favorite things here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to if you want to play it.
Which?
One is the football balloon, which it's just like
oh, yeah.
It's 31 seconds of a balloon of a football balloon, and it's just the silliest looking balloon.
And it's like the longest pass in the world or something like that you say.
The guy is trying to find something to say.
It's so dumb. Sorry.
And if you go in right after that is my favorite thing in this parade.
Oh, really?
So we could just play it all the way through the next clip.
All right.
And there you see a 61. Giant football. That's the Houston Chronicle employees carrying the football. Look, there'll be lots of that along with lots of turkey. 25-foot-long pigskin in the parade end zone.
It looks like a chocolate-covered lemon.
Could be the longest pass ever thrown. 80 blocks.
Okay, and now we have the Sun City Palms. These palms.
These are the best. They really are. I almost forgot about them.
Oh my god.
It's like basically 70-ish year old women who are
dressed up as cheerleaders.
They are cheerleaders, and they do a pyramid.
Their average age is 74, folks. 74. Their choreographer is Gene Sun and Leader. And if you thought the Rangerettes were cute,
I mean,
get a load of these babies. Average age is 74. They started 12 years ago. The oldest cheerleading squad. They've evolved into a group that embodies the philosophy that youth is wasted on the young. And it's all I can do to stay in my seat and not go out and pinch some of their little faces. They're just as cute as can be.
They are precious.
And I think I'm just going to lose it now if they start to do anything, kicking or anything.
Sun City, Arizona.
They do more than kick.
They've given over 600 performances at sporting events, conventions, parades.
Uh-oh, here comes a formation.
And the one lady falls.
Goodness. Oh, wow. My Lord. This is just too much. I want you to know they have among them 43 children, 77 grandchildren, and 17 great-grandchildren.
My goodness. More cheerleaders.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I got a bunch of screenshots. Hopefully that's the right ones.
The one
where the old lady's holding up the other old lady upside down. Like she's holding her legs with a handstand.
Oh, man. More power to them.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing thing is? Every single one of those ladies, they were 74 back then, they're still alive.
No, there's no way. I wonder if the group is still around.
They died soon after this parade.
I bet you they're still around. Yeah. They have a thing on Facebook.
No way. You're kidding, right?
No. Let's see.
Oh,
Sun City Palms. It's a video on that. I was hoping for commentary, but an oldie but a goodie blast from the past. Yeah, they were on America's Got Talent.
Oh my god, you're kidding me.
No, it's all here. We're going to have them on the next show.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a... Oh, my God, there is. Oh, my goodness.
I don't kid. I'm not joking.
Right. Oh, I love those ladies. I love them.
But I think that leave us...
That was my favorite thing in this parade.
It was really surprising to see 70-some-odd-year-old women doing handstands and stuff. All right, so I think all that's really left here is Natalie Cole.
Yep, I guess we can end it on this. This is when Santa finally shows up. So
and they rush it. And they rush it to the very end.
Yes, they don't give her much time.
But here we go.
Well, anticipation here as we get close to the end of our parade.
All right.
Look who's coming.
Santa Claus. Walking big heads, Rudolph and reindeer.
Folks, Santa Claus, in addition to his other treats, is bringing us the superb singer, Natalie Cole.
Yes, and his eight reindeer.
You can hear the crowd beginning to cheer.
You bet.
Now, Natalie Cole was still a pretty big star at this point, right? I mean, was she? I mean,
was she ever big?
Yeah, Natalie Cole, sure.
I mean, yeah, I mean, she, what, she had that duet with her dad and...
But didn't she have anything going on in the 80s and 90s? Yeah, you think that? Yeah, I think the duet thing was like her big break to come back in the late 90s.
Natalie is going to sing her daddy's song, the Christmas song.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by...
How do people do this? They have a kid on their lap, right? And there's a camera or whatever, and they pick up the kid's hand and wave the hand. My kid's too dumb to wave on her own, so I'm going to wave. And it'll give you the illusion that she's waving. Why do people do this? I don't know.
Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
What a great finish, everyone.
It is a great finish.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas everybody. And don't forget about Thanksgiving. It's not over yet.
That's right.
Happy Turkey Day.
And we'll see you next year.
Well, maybe not fully.
Maybe not Foley's. I don't know if Foley's did the parade after this. And that was it. Then they did like a Burger King commercial or something. Then it went right to this.
I have a confession. I have no idea how to choose a long-distance calling plan. I don't have to. Sprint does it for me. They keep track of when and where I call and actually let me know which calling plan will save me the most money. They do all that just because I'm a Sprint priority customer. And I thought it was because I was their spokesperson.
After 10 years, the only thing I'd change about you is your clothes.
Bugle boy.
Why don't you try this one on first?
This is all commercials from...
That sounded good.
These are all Thanksgiving Day commercials from November 20th, 1991.
Why not have one for the road? Someone is counting on you. Oh. In fact, you know, a message from Bud Dry.
Bud Dry.
Dentist tell you to change your toothbrush.
What was that?
You ever heard Bud Dry? Budweiser Dry?
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No, I guess it was a...
Bud Dry beer.
We have a little commercial here that looks kind of fun.
Begins with The Simpsons, followed by Charlie Hoover, starring Jim Matheson and Sam Kinison. Then...
What was that? Sam Kinison was in a TV show?
He was?
Yeah, it looks like he plays like a little devil or something.
What?
Yeah. Hold on, let me play, back that up.
Kinison TV show.
From 91.
Begins with The Simpsons, followed by Charlie Hoover, starring Jim Matheson and Sam Kinison.
Charlie Hoover?
Then it's in living color and Herman's head.
Look at those legs, they go right up to her neck.
Remember, you're just 5 days away from Friday. This Friday. Thank goodness it's Fox.
It's Charlie Hoover.
Tonight.
You are a charming man.
I like her.
The good news is that Herman's falling in love.
Now we're in trouble.
The bad news? She's the boss's daughter.
If the subject of sex comes up, you think about me.
Not my first choice, sir, but I'll give it a shot.
Catch an all-new Herman's Head next.
Wow, black and white relationship. 1991. Very racy.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, and I one last commercial because it's fast food.
Guess which one of these Roy Rogers quarter pound bacon cheeseburgers is free? Both have delicious beef topped with cheese and strips of crispy bacon. Well, can you guess? No? I'll give you a hint. If you buy this one is free. If, on the other hand, you buy this one is free. Okay, you ready? Try it. Wait. I think I messed up. Whoa.
Now for a limited time, buy one Roy's quarter pound bacon cheeseburger and get another one absolutely free.
What was it? This one is free and you buy the... But I'm confused here. Wait, stop. What's...
Anyway.
Whoa.
So I gotta see if I can find that now. The Sam Kinison.
Yep, let's do that for VHS Rewind.
Absolutely. All right, dude. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving, especially to all of our listeners.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. If we don't see you before the holidays.
Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely be doing some Christmas stuff, I think. Right?
Oh, lots.
And
lots.
New Year's.
Lots.
All right, dude. Well, yeah, have a great time with your family, and I don't know.
I'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, well, you know, for the show, we got to make it sound.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Ciao.